Investigating Tornadoes in Alabama in PC Magazine by Sophia Start. Dr. Kevin Knupp has been investigating severe storms and tornadoes for years. We pay him a visit at his University of Alabama in Huntsville lab. Tornado warnings are intended to usher people to safety. But when that alarm blares, Dr. Kevin Knupp, professor of atmospheric science at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, UAH, and his team of PhD graduates instead don high visibility vests and waterproof clothing, grab the keys to one of their fully equipped vans, and head outside. As the coordinator of the Severe Weather Institute Radar and Lightning Laboratories, SWIRL, Professor Knupp has been measuring, recording, and analyzing extreme weather phenomena for over 30 years. During a recent trip to Alabama, PC Mag dropped by SWIRL to find out more. Snow was in the forecast on the day we arrived, but rather than stay inside the warm facility, Professor Knupp was outside checking the instruments that send real-time data into SWIRL Labs. Through our instrumentation, I can piece together what the sounding will look like, depending on what I see from vertical motion and cloud patterns obtained from the Doppler LiDAR data. The Weather Service radars in the region and our C-band radar out at Huntsville Airport, he explained. We also have local observations on the source, measuring temperature, wind speed, air pressure, and so on. Just a few hours ago, there was this vast drop of pressure due to what we call gravity waves. This is very interesting because we've been looking at their potential impact on severe storms and tornadoes. Humans have been studying atmospheric science for about 500 years, trying to make sense of things like hurricanes and tornadoes. But the field of radar meteorology and severe storms didn't really become popular until after World War II, due to surplus military radars left after the conflict ended, Dr. Knupp told PC Mag. These turned out to be good for weather detection, and that's when the field really emerged. Dr. Knupp has been intrigued by weather since the age of 5. I grew up on a farm in Iowa, where you're really exposed to the weather and was, as a result, fascinated by it. There were near misses from tornadoes when I was young that piqued my interest. In the 1970s, radar signals in early labs would appear on a screen. Tracing paper was then used to plot the probable trajectory of an incoming tornado before sounding an alarm. But it was a 2011 tornado super outbreak which caused such devastation across Alabama that persuaded the state and UAH to extend its atmospheric science department and put funds into building SWIRL, which opened in March 2015. When you look at the end applications of our research, said Dr. Knupp, it's clear that more accurate detection will lead not to just better early warning systems in the future, but extending the lead time from today's average of 13 minutes to at least 30 minutes, if not an hour. That's our end goal, as well as measuring the environment of a storm, ascertaining its trajectory depending on the region's topology and predicting its character/outcome, to help us better prepare for the worst. At SWIRL, we toured the various labs in the Research Operations Center, where up to 25 personnel can hunker down in front of multiple workstations and project live data onto a video wall to give federal and statewide briefings. Then we stood on the balcony overlooking the garage, where various vans were prepped and ready to head out on a stormy day or night when needed. Depending on the type of storm, we can configure different instruments and vehicles, said Professor Knupp. From the Mobile Alabama X-Band, MAX, Dual Polarization Radar, Mobile Meteorological Measurement Vehicle, M3V, and Mobile Doppler LiDAR and Sounding Systems, MODLS. While in the field, we have a variety of SITU instruments to supplement the ground-based remote sensing, including electric field mill, electric field meters, distrometers, and meteorological sensors. To gain maximum spatial resolution, we've upgraded our radar out at the airport, known as the Advanced Radar for Meteorological and Operational Research, or ARMOR for short, to denote its purpose in protecting people. Under Dr. Knupp's direction, Swirl has also taken a leadership role in a project called Vortex Southeast, which is part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Early warning systems need to be timely, anxiety-reducing, one hopes, and instructive. But it's a fine psychological line as to how, when, and where the message gets communicated. This is what Vortex Southeast is designed to investigate. Vortex Southeast looks at both physical, meteorological aspects, as well as the social science issues, including the psychology of communications during severe storms, Dr. Knupp said. It's the first time those have been brought together. In between are the forecasters who want to know how better they can communicate their warnings to the public. Sometimes the weather turns out without warning, and it's too close or too dangerous even for Professor Knupp's team to do physical investigative work. On November 29, 2016, I was having supper with my grown-up children, and a sudden mesocyclone passed over this area. It was too dangerous to leave the restaurant, so I had to wait it out, rather than driving fast back to Swirl. It's not that easy. In fact, it's very dangerous to get profiling instruments inside the eye of a storm. Sadly, those working in the Swirl Operations Center had to evacuate and go into the adjacent safe room, which can withstand tornado winds up to 250 miles per hour. However, our instruments out in the field were able to capture what turned out to be the first ever data set that had been collected inside a storm of that magnitude. If you want to find out more on how Swirl and other laboratories are making people safer from the elements, Dr. Knupp is presenting his work at the American Meteorological Society Annual Conference on January 7th in Austin, Texas.